Welcome to New Age Renaissance. I hope the title of this episode got you a little curious just to listen. In full disclosure, this episode's going to be a little different because it's not entirely spoken word, but it's also not spoken word. I didn't know what it was going to be when I got the idea, but I got inspired, sat down to try and write it out, and my mind was moving too fast for my hand to keep up, so I typed it all, and this is what it came out to be. What if God was never either man or woman, but more of a they? I can hear it now. Whoa there, boy. Are you saying God is gay? No, but if so, why would that not be okay? What if they is actually we, and we've gotten so used to looking for they that we can't see the heavenly simplicity of our existences? What if our projections are overcorrections? Lessons of loss winning on the battlefield of progress? All of us fighting in distress against the shadows of what we think we should be. What if I'm wrong? What if you're wrong? What if all of us are wrong without any way to discover who should be right because good and evil are comparisons of should and could, then and now, the prospective perspectives of hindsight? What if religious reason is the motive behind the army of treason against the foundation of our humanity, and spirituality is the reality that casually epitomizes truths buried deep inside us? What if the many monitored mentions of attention are misconstrued attempts of ascension to keep us from mending the broken basics of how we live? What if pessimism masquerades as optimism within political parties? What if every decision is precision of division via curated incision as doubt bleeds out through lethargic legislation? What if the teachings of books preached are shouted to mute an astute person from noticing even with the proof of life's diversities, it's still somehow always the same old stories? What if the limited use of specific passages, text, and phrases are stated to keep spirituality quietly tethered down to worry, to material mirages, because that's where profit is? Not profit as in PH as the emphasis, but profit with an F, like where the finish is. What if today was tomorrow and tomorrow was yesterday? What if that's where we find ourselves in the end? What if our perception of what should be is only a portion of the possibilities of divine intuition, where a prideful mention of divine intervention halts any question of what if? What if our push to solidify our limited visions is what keeps us unraveling at our core, keeping us trapped in a state of less likelies instead of letting us flow into peaceful moralities? What if we're stuck, getting in our own way? What if what we're really afraid of is realizing that we are they? And they are we, and we have always been able to set ourselves free from the confines of our own creation. What if it's not a structure, but an idea, a dream, that has the potential to imbue untouched levels of elation, but instead is digested with a bitter taste? What if, sometimes, truth starts off a little sour? Like an ancient medicine that grows more potent in its timeless fermentation? What if time is the essence and presence is precisely placed so that we can see ourselves more clearly? To experience a deliverance of ourselves and everything that is seen, heard, thought, smelled, and tasted? I saw a tumbleweed bouncing across the freeway the other day, and I couldn't help but think of how free it might feel. Maybe it had somewhere it needed to be, or wanted to be. But still, it was simply free to be guided by the wind in whichever way it chose to let itself go. The wind can be felt but never seen unless it shows itself through the movements of something else. What if that's life in us, as us? What if freedom can never be dictated, and that's what makes it so scary for us, to us, in us? What if we can't help but be paralyzed at the lack of control over freedom as a whole, that we try to take it any chance we get, even if it means leaving others with almost no trace of it? What if we miss our chance to stand, to rise out of fear of being owned by freedom's embrace? What if instead we devote ourselves to hunt it down all over the world in order to keep it from hurting us? What if our devotion gets the better of us, grows more clever than us, pushes us to tear freedom away from hands, places, minds, hearts, and throats of anyone less devoted to be free than us? What if our delusions of grandeur are leftover memories of fragmented freedom, and that's why we're so quick to forcibly save anyone else still enamored by freedom's folly? What if one day freedom is snuffed out from the last corner of the human heart? What if only then we realize we were the ones caged and freedom was on the other side? It had tossed us the keys to escape long ago and was just waiting for us to let fear, pride, ego go. What if all that's happening right now is the culmination of the next era's civil war? What if it's an intellectual civil war where three masses of mixed societal classes are at odds? One sees the empty, the vague, not like a plague, more like a place plagued with possibilities, recognizing the infinity of the minuscule and the minute in the mighty. Another sees the empty and needs to fill it with something imitating controlled intelligence, something artificial, to continue to numb their humanity officially. The third is somewhat stuck between what they're told and what they lack the vision to see, so they let their peace be controlled by anything and anyone willing to keep them from having to endure such a mind-numbingly time-consuming difficulty. What if it's not a civil war that will be easily won because one feels sorry for two and two is at odds with anything close to three? What if there's no calculated winner because the math isn't about symmetry? What if the odds are evenly against one, two, and three? What if that analogy was the catalyst for the whole thing? What if it's all a paradox? What if this thought wave wrinkled warp writings into art as paradoxical prodigies of propulsion that led to pushes of painful discovery? What if beauty is the eye beholding while life's unfolding cracks along the edges of what is and isn't? What if that's where we see ourselves in one another? Not broken or split, meeting face to face on sides of the opposite, reflecting in ripples of time's echoed soul. What if I've done this before? What if you've done this before? What if history is tired of repeating itself? What if God is neither man, nor woman, nor plant, nor animal, nor thought, nor dream, nor light, nor dark? What if all of this has already been asked before? What if the answers were mistakenly sought as singular? What if the answers are more of a they? What if they are we? and we are they. What if? This is New Age Renaissance. It's happening.